Hello everyone, welcome. Today is June the 10th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. This is a time for you to be able to actually speak with Alex. You can comment on the Spiritual Law of Nature video that he shared this week or ask any questions of him that you'd like. It's a time to personally interact with him, and so we like to encourage you to do that. Before we hear from Alex, I want to, before I open up the lines for you, I want to share this disclaimer that this presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or maybe even you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. Okay, and we wanted to encourage you to raise your hand today to interact with Alex, and the way you would do that is you press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to open your line so you can ask Alex or share with Alex whatever you like. Also, if you're on the web, you can type in a question for Alex, and I will go ahead and read that to him, and he can answer that way. So, Alex, our topic this week was the problem is never the problem. Did you want to share something about that?
Yeah, I would, Johanna. Great to hear your voice. The problem is never the problem. This goes all the way back to my very first undergraduate psychology class. I go in not knowing what to expect. I'm not a psychology major at that time. And the professor, wise old, you know, psychologist professor, writes on the board, the problem is never the problem. And then turns around and says, okay, this is the first thing you need to know if you're thinking about going into counseling, that virtually 100% of the time when the person comes in and tells you what their problem is, the reason they are there, they are almost 100% of the time wrong. That is not the real problem, and that is not why they are there. And so your job as a therapist will be to educate them on what the real problem is, because you know, the odds of fixing it, if they don't even know what it is, aren't very good. And then leading them through a process that will help them fix that issue. And I found that counseling doesn't do that a whole lot of the time either. But anyway, when I first heard that, I thought he was nuts. I mean, I 100 years of counseling and therapy, and still people aren't educated enough to know what their real problem is. And by the way, why would they say that's the problem if it almost never is? But over the years, Johanna, I guess the next three, four, five, 6 years, as I went on and got my doctorate, did a year-long internship, all that sort of thing, those words were proven true to me. That not 100% of the time, but for sure in the 90s and maybe even the high 90s, what people will tell you is the reason for their angst, the reason for their stress, the reason for their anger, the reason for the problems in their life, they're wrong. Those are not where that problem is coming from, and which is one of the great ironies or paradoxes on planet Earth. It has to be. I mean, 99% of the time, and these are intelligent people, most of them, it's really remarkable is what it is. But the real problem is usually, not 100% of the time, usually a relationship, all right? Because the way we're wired in our brain and nervous system, if we are focused on love, either in a memory or an active relationship or in the present moment, it can cause the release of oxytocin and all the positive hormones, chemicals, thoughts, feelings. if we're focused on something fear-based and negative when our life is not in an emergency situation, it causes the opposite, negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative chemicals, etc. So it's all about love versus fear. That's virtually any problem you can have in your life is about love versus fear. Well, there is no love outside the context of relationship. And fear is an absence of love. So even if you have no idea which relationship it's connected to, somewhere down there in your unconscious or subconscious, chances are there's a relationship memory or issue that is resonating a negative signal to your brain, and that is the source of your problem. When you go out in rush hour traffic and get all stressed out or go into road rage and you say the problem is the traffic, well, I can prove to you real quick that's not true, because the person right next to them is not going into road rage. They're singing along with the radio and are not all stressed out. So if it was just that the circumstances will produce stress, then it would do it in the other person too, or at least a high percentage. But that's not the case. The person who goes into road rage is programmed to go into road rage by in their unconscious, subconscious, what Solomon called the spiritual heart, etc. So I would highly recommend this week that you think about, okay, well, what would I say are my problems in my life, or things that I would like to go better if maybe you don't feel like you have any problems, and then say, okay, this thing with traffic that I have, or with money, or with this health issue I have, or whatever. What is my number one biggest negative emotion related to that? And then go back and see, okay, what relationship in my life has that negative emotion stands out as being a part of that relationship, and then work on that relationship. Even if it was, you know, a friend in the neighborhood when you were 5 years old, or your mom or dad, of course, or siblings, or non-relatives, or the preacher, or the teacher, or whoever. Work on that, the memory of that relationship, until that emotion is no longer bothering you. Then find another one, another relationship memory with that same negative emotion. Work on that until it's not bothering you anymore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, until all the past ones you know of have been healed, none of them bother you anymore, then focus on the traffic. But I bet there's a 75% chance you already will not be reacting negative in traffic without ever really addressing the traffic, just by healing those relationship memories. Now, the variable is if the issue is from your ancestry. And for those, I would just simply do a memory engineering, do a trilogy, do a rapid eye stress, and let your prayer be to heal all of the memories related to this that you don't know about, whether when you were 2 years old, or in utero, or a birth trauma, or your great-great-great-grandmother, and it's been passed down to you. And I believe that will happen as you work on that. But that's what I would say is the practical application this week, is get a piece of paper out, write down all those memories related to what you would say your problems are in your life right now. Work on those and see if those symptom issues don't get better. And the last thing is, in that statement, the problem is never the problem, it doesn't mean that it's not a problem. Sure, the presenting symptom problem is a problem. And if you've got a way to work on that symptom, that's fine too. But it's not the problem. The problem is virtually always from the unconscious, the subconscious, your ancestry, your programming, a relationship, memory issue somewhere. Heal that, and the symptom usually takes care of itself. So that's it for this week.
Thank you, Alex. That was awesome. Good recap. Okay, so if you have we have one hand up right now, Alex, so I'm going to go ahead and open that line.
It's sure.
Your number. Okay, this person is in California, and your number is 1664, and your line is open. What question do you have?
Hi, Dr. Alex. This is Glenn from your friend in West Hollywood.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing today?
Doing great. This last teaching was a bell ringer. Wow.
Well, good.
I never occurred to me, yeah, every traumatic event we go through usually is connected with somebody else. Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Or it finds its meaning in the other people that are involved.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. I wanted to ask you, I've been following you for a while, as you know, and I've got your books, and I study Trilogy and have used the Trilogy in my own healing practice, and I found sometimes it knocks it out, sometimes it gets about 50% of it. So I wanted to ask you some advice. Do you recommend me getting the follow-up course that you offer on the site, or what would you recommend from somebody who's been a student of yours and wants to go to the next step?
Well, the next step, if you want to work with other people, would be our practitioner training, or if you don't want to do all of that, just specifically our Trilogy training. You can be trained in just Trilogy to work with other people, or you can do the whole enchilada, which is our practitioner training, which we call becoming a whole life coach, where you're not just focused, like a lot of life coaches, on one area, but the whole life, mental, physical, spiritual, everything, with multiple tools in a holistic way. So that's really up to you. You could do the Trilogy just and become like certified in that, or I would highly recommend becoming a whole life coach. I believe they're by far the most effective of any life coaches out there.
Okay. That sounds great. I've been a life coach and doing energy psychology as part of my coaching and healing for a number of years. So that seems to
be... Yeah, that fit perfect with you.
Look into. The additional training on the website, you know, you have your free Trilogy training, and then there's another course beyond that. Do you recommend getting that to go further, or something else, or just?
Yeah, I absolutely do, because in the free training, you do not get minute four and minute five, and I call minute five the miracle minute. And so I would absolutely do that, because adding minute four and five to the 3 minutes increases the effectiveness of the whole at least 50%. So absolutely.
Holy smokes. Okay, I will get it today. And if I have questions about that, is there someone I can write or talk to?
Yeah, yeah. Johanna, give him our support email, and then they will get you to the appropriate person to answer your question. If that's me, they'll get it to me. If it's a coach, they'll get it to a coach. But absolutely. Johanna?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You can send in your questions to us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. Feedback@thehealingcodes.com.
Thehealingcodes.com. Beautiful. I have that. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Glenn. God bless you. Love you.
Really appreciate it. Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right. So we have another hand up, Alex. And
all right.
This caller... she's on the web. I see Patricia as the name. So I'm going to unmute your line. Your line is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I have a strange situation. I had a roommate who left 2 years ago. She stopped. And she kept borrowing my car for like, the last time it was like 36 days. And when she brought it back, she left it in a grocery store shopping lot and then broke off with me, just broke contact about a week or so later. Not quite sure why, but she still has my house keys and my car keys, and no contact whatsoever. She won't answer any of my messages. So I, of course, have been going through panic attacks, and I've been trying to work with healing just to let go of that fear. But there's still the real, I have no idea where she is, and she's got my keys.
Sure. So you want my two cents?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, you might think about changing your locks and things like that. I've seen many situations that were once very kind and considerate turn really, really ugly. So you might think about changing your locks and stuff. You might take steps to get new keys because you have no idea when or if she is coming back.
To get new car keys is about $600, and I haven't got that money.
Okay. Well, then I'm not sure. I guess if you don't have the money for that and you can't charge it or something, because I assume you need to use your car, then I guess you're at her mercy just waiting for her to come around or not, which is not a great situation, it doesn't sound like, since 36 days is a pretty long time. But I would also, leave her a message if you can on her phone, even if, you know, she won't pick up and talk to you. And I would speak the truth in love. All right? And you've got to have both of those.
I don't have a phone number for her because she lent her phone to someone. So I don't even know if she has a phone.
Okay, then I would pray for her.
I have.
That not only will she come back, but that she will feel love, joy, and peace, not anger or whatever it is that she's feeling now. And I would pray for yourself, and I would do some healing work on yourself to reduce the stress and anxiety from this. Okay, you may not be able to completely resolve it until something happens one way or the other, but you may be able to get yourself from like a negative 8 on a 0 to 10 scale to, you know, a negative 2 or 3, something that is much more manageable. And if I were you, after 36 days and you still can't drive your car, you might alert the authorities and say, hey, this happened and I need my keys back.
Sorry?
So that's my two cents.
Yeah, it's just a key problem. The control.
Yeah, so you might alert the authorities and say, hey, I need my keys back. This person borrowed my car, did not bring it back. It's been 36 days. I can't afford new ones. I need my keys back. And see if they can help.
Okay.
But I would do some healing work on yourself so that you can go through this at least in more peace, if not in peace.
Okay.
And Johanna can help you with that in a minute.
Hello, Patricia?
Yes.
Yeah, so if after we finish with this section of the call, if you want to come back on and raise your hand, we can get you a custom code to address the panic attacks if you like.
So I raise my hand later?
Yes, after we're finished with this portion, just come back in. I'll announce when that time is, and then you can just raise your hand again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have another question, another hand up, Alex.
All right.
This caller is from Oregon, and your number ends in 5212. Your line is open.
Yes, my name is Edna. And some years ago, I got the Healing Codes book, and then I bought the basic program. And
okay.
it is very effective. But the reason I haven't gone any farther with Trilogy or any of the other things is because I have a really bad case of resistance. I resist doing the codes. It's just that even though I would do those codes and they would work, after a certain period of time, I would just resist doing them. And I just, it's just the strangest thing. I just resist so hard. And this resistance carries through into my life, resisting things, avoiding things that I know I need to. So I just don't know where it comes from.
Well, here's one thing I would recommend in light of what we're talking about today. I would say probably there's a good chance that the source of your resistance is some relationship issue that is inside you and unresolved, or it is a relationship issue or memory that has a good bit of negative in it. Anger, irritation, unforgiveness, sadness, something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would get a process in a minute from Johanna in order to for two things, and they can be in the same process. One is to try to help resolve the resistance, and secondly, to heal the source of the resistance, whatever relationship issue that is. You may know, you may not know. I would say, okay, what is the biggest negative feeling I have from this resistance and not doing something I believe would help me? And then find a relationship issue, if you can, that has that same negative emotion. If not, I would pray that if that's generationally inside you or unconsciously inside you, just from a time you can't remember, that it would be healed. But the kind of convincing yourself I would try on the resistance is, okay, resistance, the point of resistance is to not have something happen that you think will be unpleasant, which in this case would be doing the healing process itself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, reason with yourself that, hey, maybe there's a way I could spend just a few minutes, a little bit of time, and not have to deal with the resistance itself, which is way more unpleasurable than doing the thing. So at least you can try that and see if that can help you get yourself to do it a time or two. But that's what I would try.
Well, you know, the closest that I came to an answer, and I don't know if it's the complete one, was my mother lost her first child. And there was a lot of fear, and from the time I was a little, I remember being protected. Watch out! Watch out! Don't do this! Don't do that!
Right.
And then the fact that also I'm African American, that didn't help it either, because there was, okay, you can't, don't do this, don't do that. You might have this happen, and so I see that there's a possibility that the whole time she carried me, that there was this fear that she might lose me. And then after I was born, she and her first, you know, living child, that she, this sense of protection and fear is within me, some sort of. So that's the basic thing.
Yeah,
that
and that makes,
fear.
That makes perfect sense to me. So I would get a process from Johanna to address those issues you just spoke of, as well as any that are unconscious to you, as well as the current resistance to do something that might help you feel better. I would get one process to work on all of that.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. And Johanna, I'm going to have to bug out. I love you, everyone. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. God bless you, Alex. All right. So we're going to, I'm going to go ahead and ask, let's see. I'm lowering. Okay. So if you would want a custom trilogy or a custom code, we're going to give you a chance to do that. And if you want to go ahead and raise your hand by pressing star 2, then that's going to alert me that that's what you'd like to do. And so I see three hands up right now. And let's go ahead and get one for, I'm sorry. Okay, so I think we're going to go ahead with the first hand that was up. And then I have three hands up. We have Edna, and I see someone else from California. Couple of people. We've got a lot of people from California today on the call. So let me get this first one, though, from Florida, and your number is 9037. 9037, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is April.
Hi, April. What would you like to address today?
So I was wondering if I could get a code for my cousin. And he's just been really struggling with grief for, it's going to be, I think he said June 16th is going to be the anniversary, the 1 year anniversary of the loss of his ex, who was also his best friend. And his name is Richard. And I don't know, other than grief, I know he feels really responsible because she couldn't take care of herself. She had some issues, but she was starting to get independent, and he sort of feels like maybe that was robbed from him. And actually, I think he really feels like that the opportunity to save her was robbed from him. It was a sudden, she died in an accident, and some things I feel like are getting better because I spoke to him yesterday, but he still is. It's painful, and he still struggles. So,
Will you be doing this for him, April, or will he be doing it?
I'm going to call him and see if he will try this, and I'm going to give him the code and see if he will try it. So I don't know. Maybe you could just recommend something there. I could do it for him, but he may be ready to try something now.
Okay. Did you want to do a trilogy or simply a healing code?
I like the trilogy just because I feel like you're getting more. But
if he has never done trilogy, you could just give him the custom code from the trilogy if you want to start him off more simply. It's up to
mm-hmm.
you. But, yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and get one for him. Can you say for me, I am testing for Richard?
I am testing for Richard.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The grief issue.
The grief issue.
Okay. Okay, minute number one. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hands, all of the points. And then we're going to go to little finger, index finger, under the eyes, under the nose, collarbones, middle of the chest, and then the 9G.
Okay.
The minute number two, which is the healing code. First position, left hand jaw, right hand temple. Next position, second position, both hands below the belly button. Next position, left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem. And the last position, both hands, temples.
Okay.
Minute number three, governing conception and energy centers. We're going to slide the hands from the base all the way up and over the top of the head to the top of the spine, and do that without stopping. Do that three times. Then you're going to start on the heart, start with the heart, and you're going to hold it there for a few seconds. Slide to the throat. Pause. Slide to the top of the head. Pause. Slide back over the face, down to the solar plexus. Pause. Slide down to the base. Pause. And then move all the way up, pausing at each energy center. Go all the way up and over to the top of the head. I mean, to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And that's it. And God bless you.
Thank you
doing
so much.
Again.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you, April. Okay. So our next one is, let's meet with, I think it's Edna, 5212. Your line is open.
Yes. I know is the basic healing codes. If
okay.
I could have something with that.
Sure.
Around
do
here.
Do you know the four healing centers, or do you know the healing codes too?
I just know the four healing centers.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. No problem. All right, let's go ahead and do this for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues. And it's resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fear issues.
Okay, very good. Okay, the first position is both hands bridge. The next position is left hand jaw and right hand temple. The next position is both hands Adam's apple. And the last one is left hand temple, right hand jaw. So you want to hold those for 30 seconds. And just okay. Rotate through those. I would do it for 6 to 8 minutes, at least twice a day. You may want to go through all 12 categories, meaning address one category per day, and look for any times in your life when you have experienced that similar kind of fear. If you don't find anything specific, that's okay. Just have the intention of healing anything in that particular category that's contributing to this fear and resistance.
Thank you.
Okay.
And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Our next caller is from Beverly Hills. Your number is 0710.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
And what's
this
and
is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi. Okay, so I would like you to address this fair issue with relationships. There is like an imbalance in relationship, which is like my giving, but then there is a destructive energy that's like someone wanting to destroy. So that's what is playing out a lot, and I would like to find out. So because of that, there's this fear of venturing out and having that repeated.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that right now?
10 plus. It's just
okay. When you think about when you think about this kind of fear you're experiencing, do you have an early memory that comes up when you can recall feeling the same way before?
Probably when I was younger, there must have been some betrayal or violation of trust.
Mm-hmm. So is there memory, or is it just a feeling that you have that you've
just a feeling that it's
okay.
That it's going like violation of trust and not wanting the persistence of or prolongation of an individual, just like I don't want you around.
You felt that from someone else.
I feel it from many.
Oh, you felt
even
that
now.
Okay.
No, I feel that that's what is running. Like the persons don't want me to be around. Like
okay.
I would
okay.
not want you to be around.
And
anywhere.
How does that? And that makes you feel betrayed, or does it make you feel sad or angry or
betrayed?
Fear?
Basically, betrayed and afraid, because
mm-hmm.
what would be the actions then that they would take?
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. So now, do you want to have a custom trilogy or a custom healing code?
Code.
Okay. Do you know the healing codes too, physician?
No.
Or just
no. None.
Okay.
Not even the basic.
Oh, you don't know the healing codes at all?
No. What would
you
recommend?
Have you ever done a healing code?
No.
Oh,
just,
I'm sorry.
This is new. So this has to be someone who has practiced it?
Well, you
or
just have to
what
be
about
familiar.
The trilogy?
The trilogy
I probably could relate to if you just guide me through.
Well, there's a free trilogy training. So if you're coming onto the call, what I do here, I don't have time to teach on during
mm-hmm.
this time, but you can learn that for free. And that's if you go to dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training, then you will see a free video. It teaches you how to do trilogy. And the trilogy incorporates three different modalities. We have tapping, we have the healing code itself, and then we have the governing conception and chakra stimulation. So it's all three things. The healing code, you can learn about the healing code if you get the healing code book. That teaches all about the healing code. So unfortunately, I cannot teach you that right now, but if
right.
you
But
you
I could do the
to...
tapping. I could do the tapping of their centers if you just got
me through. Are you familiar with the tapping?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So let me go ahead and create a trilogy for you, and then what you can
mm-hmm.
do is look at the free trilogy, and then
mm-hmm.
you just use the ones I'm going to give you instead.
Okay, great.
So it's a 3-minute process. So the first minute is going to be the tapping. Okay? Now, before I do this, I want to test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to be tested truthfully.
The fear issue.
Fear issue.
Okay, good. All right, so the first minute, you're going to do tapping, and what you're going to do is start tapping from the eyebrows and tap all of the points, all of the acupoints, down to the side of the hand.
Okay.
But you don't do the 9G, the gamut points, and
mm-hmm.
you don't do that yet. Okay, before you do the 9G, you're going to do this custom tapping, and you're going to start, and you're going to do them in this order. Collarbone,
mm-hmm.
mid-chest, or the thymus, under the nose, under the eyes, and then do the 9G.
Okay.
Now, minute number two is the healing code. And as I said, I don't have time to teach you all the positions, but there's four basic positions. And so I'm going to give you what those positions are, and then you'll probably be able to, you'll see those when you do the, when you see the video. Okay, the first position is
yes.
Left hand jaw, right hand
okay.
temple. So left hand is pointing at the jaw, and the right hand is pointing at the temple. The next position is both hands Adam's apple. And the
okay.
the last position is left hand temple and right hand jaw.
Okay.
Now, minute number three is stimulating the governing conception and chakras or energy centers, we call them. This is, you'll also see that in the video. What I'd like you to do is go ahead and start at the base, which is in the front of your body at the base, and you're going to slide the hands all the way up and over the face, the top of the head to the top of the spine. You're going to do that three times, and you'll see Alex demonstrate that. And then the next is to start again at the base. So you're going to do that three times, slide all the way up and over. You stop at the top of the spine, come back to the base and do that again. And then the last time you're going to do the same thing, only this time you're going to pause for a few seconds at each energy center. And then that's it.
Okay. All right. So I will go to the site first,
yes,
and then I'll come back to the replay of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is from California again, and this is a web call. I see a name. Let's see. The city is San Pablo. So your line is open.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
Oh, this is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Because I lost, on my phone, I lost connection somehow. But good,
oh,
you can hear me.
I can hear you. So what would you like to
okay.
address?
Okay. The reason I signed up, I've been doing the healing codes with my sister, who's she's diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and spread to her liver. But since we've been doing the healing codes, the doctor said that it's no longer in the liver. But
wonderful.
They still seem like it's shrinking in the pancreas, but now she's kind of going backwards. I don't know. She says she's thinking about death and stuff like that. So I would like to do some healing codes, trilogy or whatever. We've been doing the code, regular healing code, the four centers, I guess you call it.
Okay.
And I just want to know, what can I do to help her to get back on track, you know?
Yeah.
Because she
yeah.
seemed to be losing faith, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And that's exactly what we'll address. And what I would recommend you do is do them for her going through the 12 categories. So whatever is blocking her from being able to come from a place of truth and love and peace right now instead of fear or
mm-hmm.
discouragement, just ask, mm-hmm. you know, is there anything there? If you don't recognize anything, that's okay. You just have that intention in your prayer and your heart and do the codes. And I would take her through the 12 days. So one day.
12 days.
One category. Yeah. 12 days with the code I'm going to give you. And
okay.
I would take through all 12 categories. One category
okay.
per day.
Okay.
Okay. And what is your
okay.
sister's name?
Vicky?
Hello? Hello? Oh, I lost you, Betty. Something happened on our phone. Okay, so listen, I'm going to take note. Maybe something happened on your phone and we lost connection. But I will get back to you. So I'm going to I'm going to close your line right now, but just call back in, and I'll take note of that. Meanwhile, while I'm waiting for Betty to come back on, we have another caller, Christine from California. Your line is open.
Hello. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. What would you like to address?
Hi. I would like to help my dad, who is not able to have a good night's sleep since COVID began, and he's 79 years old, and I think it would be great for him to at least feel peaceful, if that's okay.
Okay. Does he do the codes, or you do them for him?
I will be doing it for him.
Okay. And are you doing a healing code or a trilogy?
I can do all.
You can do a trilogy. Okay. I think I would suggest a trilogy. Okay. And okay, I'm going to use you to test for him.
Okay.
Has he had this condition very long? Is it something that's happened for a long time?
He had, you know, insomnia on and off, but this is almost consistent for since COVID, which would be like months now. I don't think it's very good for his body.
Right, of course. Okay, let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I am testing for my dad?
I'm testing for my dad.
Okay. I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test what?
Test truthfully.
Oh, I'm ready to test truthfully.
Right, okay. Say, the sleep issue.
The sleep issue.
Okay, very good. All right, so the first minute for trilogy, acupoints and meridians. We're going to tap from the eyebrows and tap all the way to the side of the hand.
Okay.
So all those points. Then you're going to go to under the nose,
mm-hmm.
under the eyes,
mm-hmm.
middle of the chest,
mm-hmm.
under the arms,
mm-hmm.
collarbones,
mm-hmm.
chin,
mm-hmm.
little finger, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code.
Mm-hmm.
The first position is both hands below the belly button.
Okay.
Next position, both hands, Adam's apple. So you're pointing at the Adam's apple.
Okay.
Next position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
And then we're going to switch that left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay,
the third minute, we're going to slide from the base
mm-hmm.
all the way up and over three times without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
So all the way up over to the top of the spine, come back and do that. You're going to do that three times.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to start at the heart.
Okay.
Slide to the down to the solar plexus.
Okay.
Slide back up to the heart.
Okay.
And just pause.
Mm-hmm.
Slide up to the forehead.
Okay.
Slide down to the solar plexus again.
Okay.
Slide down to the base.
Okay.
And then up and over.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm going to try and see if we can get, what happened to Betty? Oh, there you are, Betty. Well, this is a different Betty. Okay, so we have a few people here. Let me see, I can't find that. Okay, I'm going to open this line, 7631. Your line is open.
Yes. Okay, can you hear me?
Is this Betty?
Yes.
Okay, this is the Betty I was talking to earlier. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do now.
Okay. And Betty, this is the same Betty I was talking to earlier on a different line.
Yes, about
right?
My sister Verlin. Yeah,
the
pancreatic cancer.
Right. Okay. So I was just about to test for that. Now, you wanted just a healing code, right?
Well, you were suggesting 12 days with the cold, one per day.
Yeah. Well, you would use the code that I'm going to give you, but go ahead and address it every day using the same code, but do it. You want to look at the categories, the 12 categories, and address one category per day.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and test. And what was your sister's name?
Verlin, V-E-R-A-L-E-N-E, Verlin.
Verlin, okay. Can you say for me, I am testing for Verlin.
I am testing for Verlin.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Okay, say the primary issue.
The primary issue.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so this is it. Write this down.
Okay.
The first position is both hands. Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
The second position is left hand bridge, right hand temple.
Left hand bridge.
Right hand temple.
And right hand temple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The next position is both hands jaws.
Both hands jaws.
Mm-hmm. And the last position is both hands, temples.
Both hands, temple. Okay.
Mhm. And that's it.
Okay. And do this for 12 days?
Yes. Every day, do it at least twice a day. But I
Two
would
times.
Suggest, yeah, I would suggest going through the healing code categories, one category per day. You'll use the same code, but you'll be looking for any issues that you recognize or that she recognizes in that particular category that needs some healing. And if you don't find anything in particular, just know that you're going to sweep through the 12 categories with the intention of healing anything that's connected to this, the way she's feeling right now.
Oh, okay. Now, when you say the 12 category, I find those on at the website.
Do you have books, the Healing Code book?
I bought it a long time ago. I don't know where it is. So.
Well, if you go to the Healing Codes website, dralexanderlloyd.com, you can find all, you can do what we call the heart issue finder or relationship issue finder, and that's free, and you do that, and it'll give you scores on all categories, but it also gives you a description of each category. So you could use that in your exploration. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And is it okay to do these calls with my sister too?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And it's very powerful when you do it for someone else, especially in love like you are for your sister. So this is wonderful.
Oh, okay. Thank
you.
All right.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. So I think that's it for today. I want to thank you all for being here, and I want to say come back again next week and give us any feedback, feedback@thehealingcodes.com if you have any questions. Be sure to watch the Spiritual Law of Nature that Alex will have next week. And if you haven't seen the one that we addressed this week, which was The Problem is Never the Problem, go ahead and watch those. Those are free. Those are on YouTube. If you do dralexanderlloyd.com, you'll find those Spiritual Laws of Nature. So God bless you all. We'll meet you again next week. Bye-bye.